This morning I drove to church quite early. That's what happens when your sermon isn't quite ready. And the snow was sparkling like many, many diamonds. It was absolutely beautiful. This always stirs in me a sense of great wonder and amazement, and grounds me in the creation that we get the privilege to walk upon and be in. It also grounds me in the season. As someone at 8 o'clock said, there's no mistaking this year that it is winter. What a great gift. We don't have to wonder about that. Gifts are celebrated today. Gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Now, I don't know about you, but if I'd been Mary and Joseph, they weren't exactly the gifts I probably would have hoped for. Not that practical. Not very helpful. But gifts nonetheless. Gifts, as usual, though, say often more about the giver than they do about the person who receives them. These gifts said a lot about the wise people, that they had traveled so far and looked so hard and listened to dreams and followed stars to bring these gifts. These gifts were signs of anticipation, of respect, and of great hope. Mary and Joseph did receive them on Jesus' behalf as their parents, as his parents, and they held them as signs of anticipation, respect, and hope until he could claim them for himself. And claim them he did, and that's why we're all here today, as he grew and taught and moved into his ministry, witnessing to God's love, even to death, and beyond it. Next Sunday, we're going to celebrate some gifts here at St. John's. In the morning, we're going to celebrate baptism of the gift of two young members of our parish, two-year-olds, it's going to be a lot of fun at 10:15 next Sunday. We'll have lots of gifts to celebrate with them as they are baptized and welcomed into our community. And then in the evening is the celebration of my induction as your rector. Now, you remember I said it's kind of like an arranged marriage when I first started this whole thing? Anticipation, maybe some respect, hopefully eventually, and some hope is all wrapped up in those gifts next Sunday as well. Except then it's really official and we are stuck with each other. We are stuck, however, in a great gift, a gift of ministry. And the service will start by saying that we are going to continue the good work in this community that has happened over the years. Because we don't start from nothing, we start from quite a lot. In being inducted as your rector, I commit myself to the responsibility that's entrusted to me, and that's a very great responsibility. And that's a gift, but you too, if you come in particular, commit to sharing with me in the ministry of the parish as we fulfill our joint responsibility. And gifts will be given and received, symbols of our life together. As each gift is given, its symbolism and practical application and meaning are cited. And I want to share those with you this morning because I know that in the midst of all that stuff that will happen next Sunday night, some of you won't be here, and those of us who are, it kind of rolls over you like a river, and it all just happens. And so I want to talk a bit about the gifts that we share as a community. Someone will present to me a Bible and say, Beth, hold before us the story of God's love and mercy, and above all, the gospel of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Be among us as a preacher of the word of God and teacher of the faith. That is a gift. And then I receive the gift by saying, I invite you all to join with me in proclaiming the gospel of hope and life. And then, interesting in the service, all of us together say, Amen, we have good news to share. So it says a lot about the giver, the receiver, and us together. Given water next week, in the water of baptism, great, it's the baptism of our Lord, how appropriate. Be buried with Christ in his death. By it we share in his resurrection. Through it we're reborn by the Holy Spirit. be among us as one who baptizes into the community of Christ. And I respond by saying, inviting you all to join with me in rejoicing in our baptismal fellowship, nurturing of the community and of our faith. And we pray together, amen, may we all grow into the full stature of Christ. Responsibility, anticipation, respect, and hope. Oil. Beth, hold before us the anointing of the Holy Spirit for wholeness of life. Be among us as reconciler and healer. I invite you all to join with me in the ministry of reconciliation and healing, so that through the power of God, we may bring wholeness of life to all people. Amen. In forgiveness and healing, we find new life. Is that not what we all hope for? New life for ourselves individually, us as a community, and all of those whom we touch outside these walls. Now, oddly enough, one of my favorite gifts, because it's quite fun, are the diocesan canons. I know that seems weird, because you know how much I like rules, probably. But it's what it says and what it points to, because we're not just here, you and me, on a Sunday morning and during the week alone. We're part of a bigger church, of a bigger life, a bigger gift than just us. Beth, we look to you to work with the committees and organizations of the church and in our community so that our administration may serve Christ and his gospel and not just ourselves. And most importantly, be among us in wisdom and humility, in discernment and good humor. I think when one is dealing with laws, one should always remember their good humor. I invite you to all to join with me in working for the building up of Christ's church. Amen. We are the body of Christ. Keys to the church. I already have a key ring that I can barely hold. It's got so many keys on it. I still can't figure out what they all open. But, Beth, we look to you to lead and encourage us to be an open, welcoming community. Accept these keys and let the doors of this place be open to everyone. I invite you all to join with me in the welcoming all who would come into the fellowship of the people of God. Amen. May we greet Christ in all who come. I've only been here a few months, and I know that this speaks so strongly to this parish, the welcoming nature of this place, the way you've welcomed me, the way you welcome others, the way we reach into the community. Those keys are a great gift of a symbol that is much bigger than what they actually look like. A prayer book. Beth, we ask you to lead us in worship so that in word and sacrament we may be renewed in our life together in our Lord Jesus Christ. Receive this book and be among us as a person of prayer. I invite you all to join with me and with the whole church in regular and constant prayer to our God. Amen. In quietness and confidence will be our strength. Bread and wine. Beth, we look to you as one who presides at the Eucharist and shares with us and the whole church in the breaking of the bread as a foretaste of the heavenly banquet. Be among us to break the bread and bless the cup. I invite you all to join with me in making Eucharist together in company with the church in every age. Amen. May we know the Lord Jesus in the breaking of bread. After all these gifts, these symbols are presented, the bishop says, Beth, let these signs be signs of the ministry which is mine and yours and is shared by all the people of God. And I say, amen, may we find joy together in the service of Christ. I think in that last line, it sums up all of the gifts that we are meant to bring to each other. Because in the best gifts, and if you think back to this Christmas, only a few days ago, the best gift that you got was probably where joy was found. Not because perhaps it was the thing you wanted most, but because in whatever that gift was, the giver and the receiver met. There was a joy in that, whether it was the presence of someone in your life, something that you opened, something that you experienced. That is the best thing about a best gift, the joy and the meeting of the people in that. So here, I bring, obviously, some skills, some gifts, definitely personality, and approaches to ministry. You, individually and in the community together, bring all of those things as well. And in all of that, we celebrate together. So next Sunday, the baptism of our Lord, just after this Epiphany feast, we will celebrate some gifts: gold, frankincense, and myrrh, of anticipation, of respect, of hope for renewed and continued ministry in this place. And I hope that when we do that, whether you're able to be here or not, whether you're a visitor, that you will experience those gifts in this community. And I really hope that we'll be awed by wonder and amazement, grounded in our creation, that we may sparkle like diamonds in sharing the good news of God who has brought us together in this place at this time. Happy Epiphany. Amen.